Yes, thank you. I'm not used to Zoom and the microphone and so on. I think I wasn't sure who put the microphone on or not. I'll respond in French then. Thank you very much. I'm very pleased that there's so much interest in questions from participants. I did indeed forget to speak about some of those issues. First, on monitoring on environmental corridors, this is work that we started, I think, in 2006, or at least in the 2000s. This is work on defining habitats, biotopes. These are significant zones. For example, habitats related to birds and habitat directives in Europe, but it also refers to other specific zones for aquatic species. So recently, we tried to make progress in these networks. This is quite complicated work. It involves detection. This is quite recent work. We're going to publish a report in a couple of months on progress on the implementation of different biotopes and progress on protecting different habitats in these networks. So we're carrying out detection work to s make progress over the lot on these habitats. We will also be publishing an atlas, which will be online, and it'll show all the different habitats and potential habitats and so on. The second question then, in the restoration of continuity, well, this in needs the readaptation of different habitats and areas, and it can be a guide for other species then. Although this is more at the national level, there are different projects. For example, Natura 2000, but these are more national projects that deal with recreating biodiversity in different areas, namely areas along the Rhine. So there are a whole host of measures that are being taken, but they rather are dealt with at a more regional or national level. We haven't yet reintroduced all species, and we haven't got new species that could be seen as flagship for restoring biodiversity, but this is a very important aspect, and we are implementing it into our Rhine 2040 program. I think there are five key objectives, and that's one of the aspects. Then, from our UNECE colleague, yes, that is a challenge for states. We need to know that it's not the ICPR, but rather states that implements and finances measures that I've mentioned. They're financed by states, as I say, so it's quite a challenge to find the necessary resources when they're private. In part, there are different improvements to law that can be done, for example, in Germany, that means in certain areas, the state can acquire land, it determines whether land can be bought or not. That applies to natural or re-naturalized zones too. It concerns, for example, if land can be used for agricultural land, or if it's for example, been damaged from a flood. But yes, there's not a lot of space, so when it comes to these measures, it's very complicated. Especially even at the level of courts, with landowners who aren't very pleased about it and about the state of the land. So it is a real challenge.